Hi, everybody. This is Joe for A Plus English.
I'm Winnie.
And today we are on our story.
Yeah, and it's going to be about Christmas?
Yes, it's going to be about Christmas. Christmas is a wonderful time of year, especially for, you know, us from North America or Europe from the West, basically. It's a big deal for us.
What do you usually do for Christmas?
For Christmas, I usually get together with friends and family. You know, we eat a lot of food. Usually around Christmas, I gain about 5 kilograms, I would say.
Wow. Because, you know, like Chinese New Year?
Yeah, it's like Chinese New Year for you guys.
Just eat every day.
Just eat, like from morning until night. Just eat. Of course, we exchange presents. So it's great food, lots of presents, friends, family.
That's why
we say it's the most wonderful time of the year.
I know there are many Christmas tales too. For example, have you heard of the Nutcracker?
Yes, the Nutcracker is a very famous Christmas story. It's even been turned into like a ballet. Mm-hmm. It's been turned into all kinds of different things. And we are going to be talking about the Nutcracker over the next 3 days. So stay tuned. We'll get into day one of our story, our Christmas tale, Clara and the Nutcracker, right now.
Clara and the Nutcracker. It was Christmas Eve, and Clara's family was having a party. Clara was excited because her godfather was coming. He always gave her a wonderful Christmas present. When Clara's godfather arrived, he gave her a box and said,
"Merry Christmas, dear."
Clara opened it and saw a nutcracker. She said,
"Thank you. I'm going to show my brother Fritz."
However, Fritz was a naughty boy and got jealous easily. He broke the nutcracker to make Clara sad. The kind godfather told Clara,
"Don't worry. I'll fix it tomorrow. You should go to bed now because it's late."
Clara and Fritz went to their rooms to sleep.
Word power!
Party. Party. Lara invited all her friends to her birthday party. Lara invited all her friends to her birthday party. Naughty. Naughty. The naughty girl threw a shoe at her brother. The naughty girl threw a shoe at her brother. Jealous. Jealous. Ted is jealous because his brother got a new bike and he didn't. Ted is jealous because his brother got a new bike and he didn't. Kind. Kind. The kind man shared his sandwich with the poor woman on the street. The kind man shared his sandwich with the poor woman on the street.
Our story begins. It was Christmas Eve, and Clara's family was having a party. Yes.
Like you said.
Like I said, Christmas time is a time for parties.
Party.
Your friends and family are there, so you want to have a good time. You have a party, and this is our first word, power word for today. It's spelled P-A-R-T-Y, party. A party is something you do when you want to have a good time to celebrate a special event. You can have them at Christmas, you can have them for birthdays, and that's what we have in our example sentence today. Lara invited all her friends to her birthday party. Lara invited all her friends to her birthday party.
故事一开始就说到今天是 Christmas Eve, 就是平安夜啦。女主角 Clara, 反正就是在家里办了一个 party, party 是今天的第一个单字，意思就是 派对，中文不是 party 哦，是派对。You can have a party or hold a party。像这个例句呢，就是 Lara 在为她的生日邀请她的朋友去她的生日 party, birthday party。
Okay, so they're having a party on
Christmas Eve.
Lots of food, lots of music, friends, family, that sort of thing. Now, Clara was excited because her godfather was coming. Okay, a godfather is somebody who might be very special to you when you are a young child. This is somebody, they might be related to you directly or maybe not, but it's somebody that your parents...trust and love a lot because, they trust this person to care for you if they are not around. That's actually the formal responsibility
of... So it can also be like your uncle?
It could be your uncle or it could just be a good friend of your parents. I'm a godfather, believe it or not, to my friend's child. My best friend's child, I'm the godfather.
What do you need to do if you're a godfather?
Depends. I don't have to do a lot right now, but you
know... Give them Christmas presents?
Yeah, you have to give them gifts and, Technically, you know, if something happens to that child's parents, then you're the one who is supposed to care for them.
Oh, wow.
That's the old definition. People don't take that literally, but now it's just a way of people saying that you're special to that family.
Clara 很兴奋，为什么？原来是她的这个教父 godfather 要来了。刚刚啊就有说到这个 godfather 就是有点类似我们干爹的意思啦，就是如果爸爸妈妈不在的话，还要就是负责照顾。那我们看到这个 was having a party， 现在有说 was coming， 这里呢我们用到过去进行式，就是用过去式 be 动词加 ving， 这刚好是我们今天的 magic box。Let's go learn some more.
Magic box， 找亮点。
中国武术是包含了儒家哲理，武的人也。要想懂武术，就要找我，我就是一个打十个的武术宗师。哈，话说前阵子啊，我正在给我的门生教学武术的时候，忽然有群日本人闯了进来。The Japanese broke in while I was teaching.The Japanese broke in while I was teaching. Be 动词加上 ving 动名词。那么现在进行式大家应该都认识吧？但是呢，当我们把 be 动词改成过去式的时候，例如 I am teaching 改成 I was teaching， 这样就变成了过去进行式的用法哦。现在进行式表示正在做什么事情，想当然而。过去进行式是表示在过去那个时间点我正在做什么，例如日本人闯进来就是一个时间点，在这个时间上我正在教学，就是这样的用法啦。单数的 be 动词我们就要改成过去式 was， 那如果是你或是复数 are， 这个 be 动词呢我们就要改成 were， 那其他的用法都是一样的啦。 At midnight we were practicing. At midnight we were practicing.半夜的时候我们正在练习啊，不然你以为仪态宗师是怎么来的啊？因为表示过去的时间点，所以它很常会和一个特定的过去时间一起使用，例如 at midnight 就是在半夜的那个时候，或是我们第一个例句使用的 when while 当什么的时候。当我正在吃饭的时候，我的门生持续在练功。 My students were practicing while I was eating， 非常的好，有注意到吗？第一句是一个过去式搭配过去进行式，表示这个事情在发生的时候啊，我正在怎样。刚刚的例句呢，则是过去进行式搭配上过去进行式，表示两个动作都在同时进行当中哦。Yeah， 问老师之文法内功房，给你复习一下今天的重点。现在进行式 be 动词加上 ving 动名词 ，I am talking， 我在说话。哎，我在说话，你有没有在听啊？你有没有在听？过去进行式，顾名思义呢，就是过去的时间。所以呢，我们 be 动词就要改成过去式的 was 或是 were， 然后再加上 ving， 像是 I was talking， 我那时候正在讲话。那因为是过去，要记得加上什么时间点 ？I was talking yesterday in the class， 昨天在上课的时候我在说话。加上一个过去的时间点，例如 yesterday， 或是当什么事情发生的时候。 I was talking when the student came in， 学生进来的时候我正在说话。超没礼貌，族厨师们，过去进行式就是这么简单。讲到这里啊，已经把我全部的功力都传授给你了。 若还不认识过去进行式，这不是南北权的问题。Sinetic Mantaya.
All right, that was our magic box for today. Let's get on with the story now. It says he, we're talking about the godfather here, he always gave her a wonderful Christmas present. So that's why she's excited. Her godfather's coming over.I'm sure she's excited that he's coming too, but he's also
not
coming...
Not because of the present.
Well, maybe a little bit of both. He's coming with this wonderful Christmas present, so she's very excited about that.
所以这个教父在过年过节的时候就是要准备一个礼物，那通常他准备礼物都很不错。这个就是干爹这个概念呢，大概就是过年的时候要准备红包啊，礼物啊。So, what did he give her?
What is this wonderful Christmas present that her godfather is coming with?It goes on to say, when Clara's godfather arrived, he gave her a box and said, Merry Christmas, dear. Yes.
Yeah.
The exchange of presents or gifts, it's a big part of Christmas. You know, we give them to friends and family. We also get presents from Santa Claus on Christmas morning. So we have gifts exchanged basically for a couple of days, Christmas Eve and Christmas morning.
What? All the way?
All the way. Well, it depends on the family. My family, you know, on Christmas Eve, we exchange gifts between family, okay?
Oh.
Then Christmas morning, we get our gifts from Santa, you know, and when we're kids, of course, we still believe in Santa. When you get a little bit older, it's more like a fun game. You wake up in the morning and there's all
these
gifts.
You try to catch your parents.
You try to catch your parents putting all the gifts under the tree, and they write on the little card, they write from
Santa Claus.
And then when you open the gift, you say, thanks, Santa. And you look around and wonder who Santa is.
这个圣诞节的时候最常讲就是这句 Merry Christmas, 就是圣诞快乐嘛。那这个 Clara 的教父呢就给他了一个礼物，然后跟他说圣诞快乐。So what was it? What was the gift?
What was this gift that she got from her godfather? It goes on to say Clara opened it and saw...A nutcracker. Okay, a nutcracker you use to crack open nuts that you want to eat. They have a hard shell, so you know it's not easy to open them. You need this special tool. And she said, thank you. I'm going to show my brother Fritz. So she seems happy about it.She thanks him for the gift, and she's going to go show it to her brother.
所以她拆开礼物看到这个 nutcracker, 胡桃钳就是 nut 是果子 crack 是撬开所以加上 er 就是撬开果子的东西就是这个胡桃钳没看过人可以参照这个杂志上的插图啦
Okay, she shows the nutcracker to her brother. It goes on to say in our story, however, nothing good ever comes after a however. However, Fritz was a naughty boy and got jealous easily. Uh-oh, this sounds like trouble is coming. Before we find out what this trouble is, here we see our second word, power word, naughty. N-A-U-G-H-T-Y, naughty.If you are naughty, it means you behave badly or maybe you do bad things. For example, the naughty girl threw a shoe at her brother. The naughty girl threw a shoe at her brother.
他刚刚说他要拿这个礼物跟他的哥哥分享，结果哥哥 Fritz 竟然是个小屁孩。这边我们用 naughty 就是指这个不受控的小孩。我们可以说这个 naughty 形容词也可以拿来讲很调皮、顽皮。像例句就是这个顽皮的小女孩往他的弟弟扔了一只鞋。So Fritz was naughty and jealous. What's jealous?
Jealous is our third word, power word for today, and it's spelled J-E-A-L-O-U-S.Jealous. If you are jealous, it's because you are unhappy because someone has something and you don't, and maybe you want that thing as well. For example, Ted is jealous because his brother got a new bike and he didn't. Ted is jealous because his brother got a new bike and he didn't.
Jealous 是一个负面的形容词哦，就是形容人很爱吃醋、嫉妒。通常是别人有什么好处啊，但你没有。像是例句就是这个哥哥呢拿到一个新的脚踏车，但 Ted 没有，所以你就可以说 Ted is jealous， 他很嫉妒。So Fritz is a 小屁孩。
Yes, he's a bad little boy.
It feels like he would do something stupid.
I think so. He's both naughty and jealous. That's a dangerous combination. And the story says. Yeah, he's done something bad. He broke the nutcracker to make Clara sad. Wow, what a mean little kid.
No.
She got this gift from her godfather.
And she was excited and happy.
She was excited to have it, and he broke it.
Just to make her cry.
Sad Christmas. Very sad Christmas. Just to make her feel bad. Yeah, he wanted her. He was jealous. So, you know,
right.
He saw the nutcracker. He wanted to have it. He didn't have it. He said, well, if I can't have it, nobody can. Boom.
Oh.
Broke the nutcracker.
就只是为了让这个妹妹很不开心，因为她很嫉妒，真的很坏耶。为了让 Clara 开心不起来，她就干脆毁了这个胡桃钱。现在怎么办？
Yeah, we got a problem here, but hopefully they can fix it.
Mm-hmm.
It goes on to say in our story, the kind godfather told Clara, don't worry, I'll fix it tomorrow.
Yay.
He sounds like a very, very nice old guy. It says that he is kind. Kind is our last word, power word for today. Kind is spelled K-I-N-D, kind. If you're kind, it means that you are generous or that you like to help people out if they need some kind of assistance. For example, the kind man shared his sandwich with the poor woman on the street. The kind man shared his sandwich with the poor woman on the street.
这时候仁慈的教父就说话，他说不用担心啊，他明天会把它修好。Kind 是仁慈的，人很好，心地善良的都可以用。Oh, you're so kind, 就是你人真好。像这个例句呢，就是说他跟这个路上很可怜的女生呢，分享他的三明治，就可以说 he was kind.
Okay, so the godfather, he's still speaking. He said he's going to fix the nutcracker. He also says, you should go to bed now because it's late. Yeah, it's time to get some sleep. It's Christmas Eve.
I thought you don't go to bed.
Well, you go to bed, but you don't necessarily sleep. Yeah, because you're so excited because Santa's coming. You're going to get lots of presents in the morning. But it's late. It's time to go to bed.Clara and Fritz went to their rooms to sleep.
时间就是也晚啦，所以教父就说，啊，你该去睡觉了，赶快去睡觉。It's time for us to, but not to go to bed.
Not to go to bed, not to sleep, not yet.
But before we go, let's go to today's wrap up.
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Today, on our wrap-up, I'm going to try to make up a story using the four vocabulary words from today. You guys can try to make up your own story as well. Okay, here we go. First word is party. Okay, once upon a time, it was time for my birthday party.
And there was a naughty girl that came to your party.
There was a naughty girl that came to my party.
What happened?
And she was jealous.Of all the presents that I was getting from everyone.
But
I was kind.
No, you were not kind.
I was not kind, and、
you、
I kept all the、
kind.
Presents for myself. And I said, ha ha ha, I have all the presents and you have nothing.
Oh my
God. No, 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 I was kind and I gave one to her.
Okay, 好啦，就是所以他后来生日派对嘛，所以他就人很好的分享了他的生日礼物。All right, you can
And everyone lived happily ever after, blah, blah, blah. Okay, you guys can try to make up your own story as well using the vocabulary words. It's a good way to remember the words we've learn today. Until the next edition of A Plus English, I'm Joe.
I'm Winnie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Clara and the Nutcracker. It was Christmas Eve, and Clara's family was having a party. Clara was excited because her godfather was coming.He always gave her a wonderful Christmas present. When Clara's godfather arrived, he gave her a box and said,
Merry Christmas, dear.
Clara opened it and saw a nutcracker. She said,
Thank you. I'm going to show my brother Fritz.
However, Fritz was a naughty boy and got jealous easily.He broke the nutcracker to make Clara sad. The kind godfather told Clara,
Don't worry, I'll fix it tomorrow. You should go to bed now because it's late.
Clara and Fritz went to their rooms to sleep. Party. Party. Lara invited all her friends to her birthday party. Lara invited all her friends to her birthday party. Naughty. Naughty. The naughty girl threw a shoe at her brother. The naughty girl threw a shoe at her brother. Jealous. Jealous. Ted is jealous because his brother got a new bike and he didn't. Ted is jealous because his brother got a new bike and he didn't. Kind. Kind. The kind man shared his sandwich with the poor woman on the street. The kind man shared his sandwich with the poor woman on the street.